Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Blessing, good afternoon to Grenada, Caracou, Piedmont, Inc., the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. For those of you listening to the rebroadcast, good morning to you. It's a joy to be with you here today as we continue to share together. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It's a great joy to be with you once again as we continue to work together and to do our best to help build this country. It's never easy. And believe it or not, I have a very, very interesting gentleman, and most of you would know him. His name is Mr. Brian Campbell, Project Coordinator for MAREP. Mr. Campbell will be with me for the next 25 minutes. We'll be talking about MAREP and what is happening within that organization. This is Inside Finance. I'm Stanford Simon. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back, and Mr. Campbell, I'll be asking him a couple of questions.
In these troubled times, you need to wrap yourself around your faith and let your faith protect you. That's why we at the St. George's Baptist Church offer you a spiritual home and an extended family. We're not just a church, we're a community of believers who encourage and support your spiritual growth.
You gotta have hope. You gotta have something.
You're personally invited to our Sunday service at the St. George's Baptist Church at Springs. For prayer, encouragement, and worship, call 440-6325 or
409-1533.
Find your way home. Don't stumble in the dark.
And who will save your soul if you won't save your own?
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and Mr. Campbell, welcome to Inside Finance.
Thank you very much, and hello, greetings to you, all your listeners.
Well, it's good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Very, very well, I should say. I want to add very, very to that. You know,
you look well. I do not know if the country is treating you well or the city is treating you well.
I think it's the country. Definitely the country.
Yeah. I mean, they say, you know, you get some potato, some yam, some fried jacks.
I think part of it is the sea breeze, you know, on the West Coast. West Coast is responsible. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you here. Pleasure. Inside Finance today. Pleasure. Now, MAREP is one of the things, is a company, I think, that do a lot. Many persons would not know what MAREP really do. But when did you become the manager of MAREP?
Okay, I joined MAREP in October 2013, so that's about 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. I joined MAREP as a program manager. Mm-hmm. Of course, MAREP headquarters is in Sutez. We are upstairs the GIDC complex. We operate with a staff of 20 persons, and we can go into some details of that. MAREP, however, has been in existence since 2011.
So, one, what is MAREP then, and what is the objectives of MAREP? Because a lot of persons, I guess, are wondering what really is and who is MAREP?
Yeah. A fair question. I want to start by saying what it is. MAREP is a project of the government of Grenada. We come under the Ministry of Finance, yes? The project is financed by the Caribbean Development Bank, the International Fund for Agricultural Development, which is an arm of the UN, and the government of Grenada, of course. So it's a tripartite arrangement of financing. The project objective is to increase the income of rural, young, unemployed, or self-employed men and women to achieve some specific things. What do we want to achieve? We want to increase first the level of empowerment in the communities, whether male and female members of social and economic rural organizations, and their capacity, enhance their capacity to participate in development opportunities. Secondly, employment opportunities. You want to create a certain amount of employment, particularly for young men and women in those rural communities. Rural businesses and micro-enterprise. We want to strengthen some of them, and we want to establish some of them. And we want to improve, most important, sustainable agriculture, linkages to production change, access to market, and importantly, financial services. So MARP is involved in a range of activities.
Oh, yeah, quite a lot.
Quite a lot. And we could look deeper into some of those specific activities.
Give me two of the top ones, really, that you talk about. When you talk about the specific ones that you think that are important. Just give me
one.
Two.
Okay, we want to improve sustainable agriculture, for example, and linkages to production change, access to market, and financial services. So let's stay with agriculture, because remember, IFAD, which is one of the main financiers of this project, is in fact the International Fund for Agricultural Development. So there is a, notwithstanding we come under the Ministry of Finance from a financing point of view, our work, in fact, has a great focus in all sectors, particularly in the agricultural sector. So for example, last year, we were involved in the construction of 5 farm access roads. This year, we want to do 7 roads and 3 bridges, all linked to agriculture production. And we make a determination on these roads based on the amount of farmers accessing these roads, the production potentials of the farms that the road leads to, and the involvement of the farmers. Because our role is not just to... The roads, how we're constructed, the farmers must play a role in terms of ongoing maintenance and so forth. And because we are linked to the community, and we have officers, we have community development officers, and we have business development officers. So that's one dimension. Secondly, how we link also to agriculture is, for example, through the CDB, of course, and working through finance, we have a line of credit established in the Grenada Cooperative Bank. This line of credit, for example, around $2 million to start with, we employ business development officers and a business specialist. So we have a business support center at Certes. These officers were trained and came through a process from the GIDC. So we have MOU with GIDC, and so we are linked to this center. And so these officers assist with community persons, farmers, in developing business plans. These business plans are then taken to the bank. In fact, we are also, through the government of Grenada, Mara, paying for the officer in the bank, at the cooperative bank, to service directly these loans. The bank also receives a grant directly from the government, from the CDB, because CDB is financing this. Wow. So it's not by chance, therefore. We are linked directly. And the rates there are lower than the commercial rates. I want to say we are starting at 6%, but we are hopeful too that this rate can even be lower. We also, for example, only just completed at the end of March a significant market survey analysis of various commodities, agricultural commodities in Grenada. And we have made a big determination of the poultry potential for Grenada. And we expect that in the coming months that you will see significant traction in this area, because it has the possibility of creating income for a lot of rural persons, women in particular, because our analysis showed that 50% of our households are headed, particularly in rural communities, at least 50% of households are headed by single women. And so we are targeting single women in a specific way, single women and youth and young people.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we have what is called, and directly relating to agriculture also, we have what is called a rural investment fund of a few million dollars, again financed by the CDB. And this fund is providing grant financing to a number of communities. And I want to say, too, that we are not working in every community. We have identified 50 communities that we are working with. Yeah,
villages, you would say.
Yeah, communities, yeah. So, for example... Shantymel is a community, for example. But if persons want to make a determination which are the communities MARP is working with, they can call the office. We are listed, and they will know, is your community part of the community that we are working in? The Rural Investment Fund, and this fund provides grant financing for various community initiatives, and we could go into some of that. So, for example, let me give you an example, for example, and it touches culture. So, for example, we've decided to work with the an organization of young fathers in the River Sally area. And what they want to do, they want to light up their playing field. We decided we're going to do it using solar energy. But what it does, it creates an avenue for women vendors to sell in the evening time, creating, in other words, is enterprises, but in an indirect way, this is happening. Or, for example, we are working with the closure with the Florida Steel Band. What they're going to do? They're bringing in. We're bringing in a trainer, a pantuner from Trinidad, for a period of time to train pantuners, not only for that band but for other bands. Where a number of young people will be trained to be employed to train other steel band bands, you know. So we want to develop this particular industry. But this is just a sample. We're doing things. We're working with a lot of rural women to develop in agro industries. So we are using HACCP and other developments. So it is fairly broad. So you'll find various communities, they're identifying what is it they want to do in their particular community.
Okay. So MAREP in itself has worked with a lot of persons. But when you went into MAREP, I understand there were some challenges there. Now, the program was not performing well. How did you help to turn MAREP around? Because it had some challenges, and you helped them to turn the organization around.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for me personally, when I heard about this project, I became excited about it because it focused on rural development, it focused on young people, it focused on job creation, it focused on single women, it focused on, in my view, the persons that are most in need. And it had a heavy emphasis on agriculture. There was also a financing aspect, and I felt that I carried with me some of the knowledge and the experience to influence this particular project. When I came in October of 2013, the project was in a pre-cancellations level, which means that what happens every 6 months is the delegations, you have missions from Rome coming into, and the last determination was that the project was operating for 2 years and it had not made any significant traction at all, you know. So the pre-cancellation meant was that if the government had not moved quickly and urgently to make certain changes or staffing, and you know, to ensure that the project moved from where it was, it would have been cancelled. And it was very close to this. So I want to say that firstly, that the government, the Ministry of Finance, demonstrated in no one, very, very clearly, in other words, given the project a priority status, that we want the project to proceed, and the government was able to meet at that time all the financiers was asking for. And primarily, it was this: you need to staff the project. You know, it was difficult to understand why after 2 years the project was not staffed, in order to ensure that the activities of the project could proceed. And that was a problem. So we would have lost, essentially, because although I want to say that this project is in the vicinity of $20 million, so it's a large project. The terms are very concessionary from both the CDB and IFAD. And if you perform very well, there's great possibility of getting further grants, as we are realizing now, for this project to go forward. And the thing is that the project, what is important, the project focuses on not everyone, first of all, and it's deliberate in saying that we are going to focus on the young people.
Okay. With that in mind, it leads me then to ask, what is MAREP doing to help reduce unemployment in the rural communities? What are some of the things you're actually
doing?
Let's
look at one component, for example. We have presently, and working with the National Training Agency, we have a batch of 200 young persons training in 10 centers around the island in CVQs, which is Caribbean Certificate Training, in different areas, whether it's data processing, whether it's in agriculture production, construction, and other areas of training that we have determined where possible job potentials are from two levels. One level, from the point of view that a person may be employed, or secondly, where they will be able to create their own employment. Mm-hmm. Self-employed. And so this is what you'll see that. So so the training is, first of all, you have the personal development and you have the skills itself. And then the next phase is the entrepreneurial training, the orientation to business. And if you, so you can go to be employed by someone else if there's a job, or you could think about setting up your own business. Because then MARAP then have the resources to take you to the next step to assist you in setting up that business and orienting you. So it's not a one-stop shop in that you're within the MARAP, but we have the resources to
help. So finance.
To finance, that's correct, okay. Because we are also in financing. Working with the, because we have found that from the financing point of view, there's a preference to work with a financial institution. So that is why the decision was taken to set up a memorandum of understanding with the Grenada Cooperative Bank. So and the government pays for the officer at the bank, the project pays for the officer in the bank. So there's a direct link with working and with our business development officers also. In other words, it's like hand-holding throughout, yeah? But further, the CVQs enable all the graduates from this program to work in any Caribbean country. So it means that your training, because of the CARICOM arrangement, because it's a Caribbean standard that we're working with here. It's not Grenada standard, it's Caribbean standards. Mm-hmm. This standard is transferable, meaning that you're allowed to work in another Caribbean territory, you know? If a person wishes to, mm-hmm. this is, opens it up to beyond Grenada.
All right. Well, listeners, we are listening to Inside Finance with me in the studios, Mr. Brian Campbell, who is the manager of MARAP. MARAP means what?
Market Access and Rural Enterprise Development Program.
Market Access
Rural Enterprise Development Program.
Oh.
So it's market access, because a big part of it is market access, because from a production point of view, we are looking at market access. So for example, I'll give you an idea. So
Hold that thought. And he has a lot of information to share with us. But we take a word from our sponsors. We come right back and continue my discussion here with Mr. Brian Campbell, who is the Managing Director of MARAP, really understanding how it works and how it's helping the rural community, but also the unemployed in our country and seeking to make our country much better. We come back in a minute and I'll continue my discussion with Mr. Brian Campbell.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acrobrop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acrobrop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back. With me in the studio, Mr. Brian Campbell, talking MARAP and what it's doing to help our country and the understanding and bringing clarity to those who are developing within it. I am Stanford Simon. Mr. Campbell, now you have a big staff, and tell us about your staff, because for you to be so effective and efficient and to turn MARAP around when you came in, it has to be that you had a staff who worked with you to make it happen. Talk to us a little bit about the staff you have.
I'm glad you raised this question, you know, because what gives me confidence about this project is the staff that's there. First of all, I want to say it's predominantly young staff and it's predominantly female staff, first of all, because what we notice also is that The young women are coming more to the forefront. And there's an issue with our young men, and we could talk about that later. But as for MARAP stands now, first of all, it's a young staff, all Grenadians. And to me, it showed that it's a demonstration of when you invest in people, particularly your young people, it pays off. So here, MARAP as a development project or development enterprise project, that we're able to recruit 100% of our staff, young person locally, and they're smart, bright, highly motivated, I cannot tell you, you cannot tell, if you're in an office, you cannot tell when it's 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Because it doesn't make a difference. Or if there's work to be done, it would be done on a Saturday, it would be done whenever, it would be accomplished, you know, deadlines would be met. And so this staff is in fact highly qualified. Most of them, a lot of them have been graduates from our SGU here, or the United States, or UE, or the United States and England. So we have a lot of smart young graduates with us that are in the field. I mean, they have a desk in the office, but they're in the field because they consist of community youth officers. And there's six of them. They are trained as community youth officers, not just community officers, community youth officers. You know, their focus is on youth in the community and how to deal with matters of empowerment and upliftment. We have business development officers, again, smart young. In fact, we have a business specialist that is a young Grenadian, you know. Or we have our M&E, monitoring and evaluation specialist. And so there's a lot of specialist persons within the organization that are all young and smart Grenadians. So this is amazing. So I want to say very clear that it makes sense to invest in your own people, you know.
With that in mind, when you look at the young people that you have and the work that MAREP is doing, how have you made the impact in the community, the linkage between the disadvantaged, those who are struggling to make it, but they're coming to MAREP? How did you get them out of that state of mind to begin to think beyond themselves and they could do greater things than they were doing?
You know, interesting. First of all, there's something that we do, which is the intervention, you know. All officers go into the community as a team. Different specialists go in as a team. On the ground, in the community, they may start with a loudspeaker inviting persons to a meeting, or they are on the block, interfacing right there. There's a lot of encouragement for organizations. You know, so a big emphasis of MAREP is an organization. How can you register your organization? I mean, there's been a surge of registration of organizations because one of the things we say is that, look, we can work with everybody and anything, but if you want to move to the level of obtaining financing to do things that you want to do, you need to be structured, you need to organize, you need to be registered, you need to. But our officers are on the ground, in the field. We have walk-ins at the office too, but most contacts are made in the community directly on a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. That's where it happens.
So you reach out.
We reach out. Another important aspect about MAREP is that, so for example, last year we approved nine community projects involving organic fertilizer production, opening trails in the community of Clojé, kind of tourism related.
Right.
So it's diverse. The steel band thing I'm telling you about, the community lighting, or a number of communities doing, women doing agro-processing juices and so. What is interesting about this project, we have something that we call DIB, Direct Implementation by Beneficiaries. So MAREP is not going to be there doing this for you. So there's a lot of training involved, yeah? So we're going to train you how you're going to go about doing your procurement, how you're going to manage your project, how you're going to implement the project. And we're going to provide this money to the organization, but the organization has to be registered. It must go through a certain process, yes? Mm-hmm. And at that stage, we deposit money into your account and provide some monitoring. But you are the one, your community must implement this project because this is how you learn and this is how you grow. We're not going to
do it. So it's community-based.
That's correct.
That is
community-based.
Community-based.
Absolutely. Now, critical part of it.
Now, with that in mind, there may be a community out there who do not have MAREP at all and they have needs.
Yes.
How do they get involved? How do MAREP become part of their community and they become part of MAREP?
No, well, that's the truth. So there is a limitation. To this because there are 50 communities. We cannot be everywhere for everybody. There just isn't enough resources at MAREP to do this. So I can tell you that whereas for the first 2 years we were in 20 communities, now we extended to another 30. And now we have, I must also say that we've moved into the community of Carrico. So we now have an officer in Carrico that's working. And we are going to be doing farm access roads in Carrico also this year. We also will be doing a number of community financing, a number of community projects in Carrico. Mm. So, a community, if you want to make a determination on whether your community is one of the communities listed in that 50 initially, call the office at CERTES and you will find
What's the phone number of the office?
442-0100.
442-0100. And an email address?
It's, what's for an email address? But you can send an email to marepmanager@gmail.com.
Marep?
Manager. At gmail.com. I will get that. So marepmanager@gmail.com. Yeah, so it's quite quite straightforward.
Right. One of my final question, because we're almost out of time.
Yes.
What kind of impact you've seen Marep having on our community that you could speak to a specific project that you look back on and say, this project really had an impact in this community?
We want to do... As I said, we have had 9 projects so far approved in 9 communities, and I outlined some of these projects for you just now. You have in Northeast St. George, for example, there is organic fertilizer production. So they would be bringing in a shredder and a lot of the stuff you see that we pick up by the road in terms of material bringing to Persevere, and they'll be using some of that. And so this year we want to take on as much as 30 community projects, yeah? So there will be diverse, for example, one of the things that we're looking at because of the poultry situation is because you have a number of small poultry farms that everybody couldn't have their own plucking and processing facility, that there's likely to be a community facility to facilitate this. So whereas you have individual production around, you'll have a central processing where you can have HACCP standards and so forth. So it'd be difficult to say, because there would be, at the end of this project, which is in 2017, possibly going into 2018, and again, because of the slow start, we have been in discussions with the financiers to extend the project by 1 year, not to increase the financing, but to extend the time and to be able to adequately utilize the resources that are there because of the non-use of resources in the first 2 years of the project. So the impact will be what we will measure, because we are not just looking at activities. We're going to be measuring the impact. After all this training, all of this, how many persons are employed?
Mm-hmm.
How, as a result of the construction of all these farm access roads, what is our nature of our production? To what extent, how are our farmers, are they able to get adequate market? So in this regard, for example, one of the strategies of MARP, we're not redesigning the wheel. We have like memorandum of understanding with a number of organizations. I told you about the GIDC, with the Cooperative Bank, with the Ministry of Works for the construction of the roads, or with the Ministry of Youth. They're helping with a lot of the training and so on with the youth. So we're networking with a lot of other ministries and other institutions. We don't have the resources by ourselves to just do everything. A big area of our work is in extension. So, for example, and training. So, for example, right now we see potential for the bee, the honey industry, call it that. Tomorrow we have one person going off to the United States, a farmer, a bee farmer, with a placement with the organization in the United States to learn about how to manage and rear queen bees. And we'd be sending an extension officer there also. So in Trinidad right now, we have 5 young persons training in aquaponics and other type of agricultural techniques. So we are getting technologies, and with our young people are going through MARIP, are going for training and coming back with various technologies.
Okay. I'm out of time. You know that. 30 seconds. Give us your final thoughts.
This year is an important one for MARIP. You know, we have to get significant traction out this year. Look for us at the end of the year. Thank you.
This is Brian Campbell, the General Manager of MAREP, and really is a joy to share with you and to listen to you. What's the meaning of MAREP again?
MAREP is Market Access and Rural Enterprise Development Program.
And you're based in CERTES.
CERTES.
And where in CERTES?
We are in the bus terminal. GIDC has a office complex there. We are upstairs.
Okay. And
next to the courthouse.
Next to the courthouse. That's easy to find.
Yeah,
next to the courthouse.
Next to the courthouse.
And that is in
same building. Yeah.
Same building. Yeah. All right. You've been listening to Mr. Brian Campbell, the General Manager of MAREP. He's been talking to us what is happening there, and it's been a joy talking with him. I am Stanford Simon, your host. This has been a program of Inside Finance. Join me here next week at the same time where we do this all over again. You can go to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. It is uploaded there and also uploaded on the Ministry of Finance website, where you can listen to this program again and to the radio stations that carry this and rebroadcast it. I want to thank you so much. Wish you a blessed week. Look forward to having you here next week at the same time. This is Inside Finance.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.